Hi, I'm Dan Miller. I'm a resident here in Belfast. And thank you very much for coming and answering these questions yourselves. That's very important to us. I guess my question is the target market here in Northeast and New England solely restaurant grade, or is this is your product priced to kind of feed families as well?
Yes, that is the general objective. You can say these products generally do tend to command a premium due to sustainability and some quality benefits. In our case, we have the benefit of eliminating air freight, which is involved with much of the fresh salmon coming into the U.S. from either Chile or Norway or Scotland and so on. So that does give us a cost advantage that can place the product in the market for a fair and reasonable price at a very good quality. The final price point, I don't know yet. We haven't even started negotiations with retailers, restaurants, but I'm definitely hoping it's going to be an affordable product, to put it that way, certainly. And just to add to that also, what we're seeing in terms of premium pricing in Europe, that gets eroded once you start adding large volumes. So in this case, I mean, we're looking at a really big farm. So the price is going to come down to reasonable levels that, you know, hopefully many can afford.
My question is, would the Belfast Water District, the City of Belfast, and Nordic Aquaculture Farm make an amendment to the land purchase which is proposed such that the City of Belfast would maintain the missing piece of land between Route 1 and the beginning of the orange shaded there? I think it's exceedingly important that building and the parking lot and the access be retained by the city forever. And I think that you can lease it to the aqua farm, the building. And my question, so my question is, would the city and Nordic Aqua Farms and the Belfast Water District agree to amend the land purchase agreement as it currently stands?
I'm not sure anybody can answer that tonight. Any agreement can be amended. I guess the question is, would we consider it? I think we would consider anything.
Hi, my name is Bob. I live in Belfast. My question is basically, is the city doing some kind of economic analysis of how much this could affect our, you know, water district or waste treatment plant? And what does that look like for the amount of money that we're going to give them? I read something about a $200,000 gift from the city to help start this.
Sure.
Thomas, do you want to speak to them?
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll hand it over to Wayne about the wastewater. I'm not familiar. And yes, right now the city's agreed, the total agreement, totals $240,000 between the dam study, the dechlorination option, and the
option to purchase.
Yes, thank you. And I'll let Keith talk about the water district. I think that I really don't have an answer for how it's going to impact the wastewater treatment plant. I would say for the amount of investment that we're looking at, the amount that the city is considering or has agreed to contribute to the project is very, very tiny fraction of that. But I'll turn over to Wayne for specific operational cost increases to the wastewater treatment plant.
Wayne Marshall, the Director of Community Development Planning. We just had very initial discussions with Nordic Aqua Farms about the wastewater treatment plant. But in looking about their initial work, it appears that their main discharge to the plant, should there be public sewer to this property, will be just for what is the employee waste. If you're looking at about 60 employees, that's the equivalent of about 3 single-family houses. So when you look in this room, most of you generate considerably more waste to the wastewater treatment plant than the company will.
Yes, Keith Fuller. You mentioned the cost of the water district, and I want to let everybody in the room to know that the district, the board has worked diligently to ensure that they won't be a cost to the water district. We feel the option that we signed with Nordic Aquafarm is a fair market value for the property itself. We also luckily have the capacity in Belfast to be able to supply water to Nordic Aquafarms, and they have agreed to sign a minimum purchase agreement with the water district, which will generate revenue for the district, quite a lot of revenue over the next 6 years.
Hi, I'm Helena Peterson, and I live on Tozier Street, that little short street right there. It's pretty close to where you guys are planning to build, and I want to know about sound and about noise, and because when Matthews Brothers was running their outside blowers, we heard it every morning at 7 o'clock. It would start up. And I just want to know what you're going to, what kind of noise there's going to be.
Maybe I should backtrack a couple of slides here. So this is what we're dealing with in Norway, very close to residential homes. I fully understand your question about blowers. So what we do here is we've invested in blowers that are so low in noise that you can't hear them 150 feet away. So those kind of considerations we're happy to discuss with you. I mean, there's many options here that we can do. It's also a question of direction, what direction you place things and so on. So I think those are all kinds of issues that we will resolve and take into account to make sure that you're not disturbed.
Hi, I'm Veronica Magnon, and I'm with the Maine Ocean School, a school that's going to be opening in September of 18, hopefully, planning on it. Is this facility safe enough, and do you find that you would have the opportunities to take in students from the school who are planning careers in, on, near, under, and over the ocean to learn things at several different levels, including technical levels, engineering levels, and is the facility safe enough for us to send students there?
Okay. Yeah, so I'd like to say that we've taken in the both students and newly graduated people in operations in Europe. My answer is really this. During construction, no. We have safety and occupational standards that are very strict. I still don't know enough about the U.S. standards, but we're going to learn about those as well. In operation, the answer is yes. We do and welcome that. So we are going to be looking at the collaboration programs with academic institutions in Maine. A number of fields, like you were touching on, biology, on-the-job training type of programs for students, and so on. We haven't defined those programs yet, but they are coming. So we're looking forward to talk to you about them.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Coelho from Belfast. I was wondering about the piping systems and the maintenance of those pipes and how you will be... I guess assessing for any kind of damage and what you would do in case of that?
Were you thinking about piping systems on the property or what would...
Yes, on the property.
Okay.
Where they will go.
Yeah, so we haven't started engineering of the pipes yet. So this is something we hope to start in the next couple of months, at least the preliminary phase of it. I can tell you... What we do in our other facilities that we do have regular inspections of those and integrity testing of those and pressure testing. So we always try to have control of everything that's moving in terms of pipes in the property. We also do put probes through them, so we clean them on a regular basis to prevent growth in them. So that's about as good as answer I can give you at this stage, but we'd be happy to share more information about that as we move forward.